今天我愿意和大家再思想这个问题，就是谁的教会？
Today, I'd like to share with you. Let's think together about the Lord's Church.
因为恩典堂走到今天，不是一件很容易的事。你看。过去恩典堂的历史，就知道我们走的每一步都带着主的恩典。
So for this Grace Church, it's not easy that we are here. If we reflect back our journey, we say it's not easy at all. It's full of Lord's grace.
我特别声明一句话，我们应该。长大到一个程度，我讲第二句先，第一个后，不是错误，只是我有感动这样讲了。OK，可以了解到，就是没有讲，你也可以说，牧师，你没有讲第二条，都没有关系。OK，但是如果。你可以忍耐，你知道，我是愿意按照一条条讲，但有的时候心里面有感动，就讲出来第二条、第一条、第三条的都没有关系。这个不是考试啊，不是回答问题。OK。
Yeah, there are points after points on the slides. Pastor said he may skip some points, maybe come back to a certain point. That really doesn't matter. We don't have to follow strictly the order. He's led by the Spirit.
我这个，我在我的一生里头，我看到很多的教会，本来好像很多人，后来，诶，大门关起来了，没有人了。过不久，教堂把它卖掉了。
Yeah, in pastor's life, he said many church. He saw many churches. Some of them are very prosperous. A lot of people, a lot of members. But after a few years, you see the door closed. The church diminished, disappeared.
OK，在没有讲下去之前，我有一个问题：几点钟结束啊？我应该讲到几点钟结束啊？12:15啊？哦，现在是10:45。
30 minutes.
这个有，12点还有半小时。OK。
Pastor is asking how much time he has to give the to share his message.
呀，我不要长大，这些事情都不是一个问题。
We need to grow up. This kind of sense is not that important.
我们应该今天恩典堂走到这个地步，我们现在最需要的就是。怎么样走下边一步？
The most important for this church is how to take the next step.
所以在，我愿意借这个机会，我再次思想，到底这个教会是怎么回事啊？
So I want to take the opportunity to reflect, to think over what a church is about.
很多人以为教会，反正就去做礼拜吧。我已经讲过很多遍，什么叫信耶稣？信耶稣就是信了吗？礼拜天要去做礼拜啊，做完礼拜吃一顿饭，回家了。
Many people may think, oh, church is a place where people go there for Sunday service and sometimes maybe have lunch together, then go home.
所以，我也和大家再一次去想，再去想一想， 到底这个教会是怎么一回事啊？
Yeah, we want to think again together what a church is really about.
不是坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
It's not really a place that we sit together to eat and drink and to enjoy ourselves.
什么是教会啊？
What is a church?
教会照本来这个字的这个来源，就是说一批人，叫众人选出来的一批人。
Yeah, the original meaning of this word, 教会, is a chosen group of people.
他出来管理大家的事情。
And these chosen ones, they help manage food.
好像这个美国人选的议员、议会出来管理大家的事情。
No, it's like a Parliament, or elected a government body to manage affairs.
后来我们教会信主的人就用了这个字，就变成这个。教会，
Yeah, later on, the people who believe in Lord use this word, basically borrow this word, and to have the special meaning.
并且也是一群由神呼召出来的人。
It is a group of people called by God.
不是咱们3个5个人，哎，我们来成立一个教会，好不好？
It's not that a few people, maybe three or five, they gather together, then they decide, okay, let's set up a church.
是这样子，
It's not like that.
是有圣灵的感动，呼召我们出来成立一个教会，成立一个团体。
It is a call from the Holy Spirit that we form a church that the people who are called by Holy Spirit come together to form a church.
是主把我们从世界里头呼召出来，
Mr. Lord Jesus himself called us from the world.
他是属于神的教会。
So that's why it belongs to Lord, belongs to Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里，所以我们属于这个教会，这个教会也是属于我们。
Because we are part of the church in Jesus, the church is also part of us.
教会不是这个建筑物，教会是这些人。
The church is not the physical structure, the building. But the people.
我以前和很多人讲过，这个恩典堂怎么样开始的，我是怎么样变成一个基督徒，变成牧师。
I shared many times to many of you that how this church started, how I became a Christian, how I became a pastor.
这一切的一切都是神的恩典，
All this is God's grace.
奇妙的不得了。
It's full of wonders.
我们恩典堂走了，成立了23年，但是在这之前已经存在了很长的一步。
The church has been here for 23 years, this Grace Church. But even before the church was established, it was there.
如果你问我，今天我们恩典堂最需要的是什么？我相信你会同意，我们今天需要一位牧师。
Yeah, if you ask me what is most needed of this church today, I guess you will agree with me that we need a pastor.
因为神把照顾教会的责任交给他所拣选出来的一个人，就是牧师，把这个责任交给他。
Because God give a pastor special responsibility, the special duty to take care of his congregation, of his followers.
所以，有一个非常非常清楚的一个目的，一个目标，有一个非常清楚的一个使命，交托给我们。
So that is very clear mission. Yeah, it's a clear objective that's given to us.
教会不是几个人说，哎。咱们成立个教会好了，这不是谁的意思。
Church is not just a few, a group of people that decided to set up a church.
所以我们必须要充分的了解，到底教会是什么东西。
So that's why I emphasize again, we need to fully understand what is a church.
所以我说，第一步，教会是一群谁从世界里头呼召出来的人。
So that's why I said, first of all, church is a group of people God called from the world.
圣经告诉我们说，教会是神的家。
And the Bible also told us church is God's family.
是基督的身体，
It's Jesus' body.
所以 A 点堂是主的身体，也是我们的家，神的家。
So that's why that's why Grace Church is Lord's body, and it's our family, and it's God's family.
家是什么东西呢？
What is a home? What is a family?
对一个旅行的人就很明白了。
To a tourist, that's clear.
拿着包包，这，到家了，哎呀，把包包放下，衣服脱掉，坐下来休息了，到家了。
When a traveler returns home, he put his bags down, he feel relaxed because, oh, now I'm at home.
我相信每个人都有这种经历，回到家以后，这心情完全不一样了。不是在坐飞机，不是在火车，不是开车，不是，哎呀，好不容易到家了。
I believe each one of us that we have this had this experience when we took a long trip, we returned back home. So, oh, finally back home.
过年过节，我们要回家。为什么？那边有我们亲人，我们要回家，那是我的家。
Yeah, we go back home at the vacation special festival time.
当我们回到家的时候，我整个可以放松了，身体、心情。放松下来了，
Yeah, when we go home, we relax.
家是我们一个休息的地方。
Home is a place of rest.
在外面跑，回家去休息。
We'll be the outside in the world, but we come back home, take a rest.
让我们身心灵都得到再次的。休息，
So our body, our soul and heart all get rested.
所以我们到谁的家里头，要体会到，要经历到，我的身 我的灵魂都得到休息。
Yeah, so when we go to church, when we go to this, come to this home, we feel the relax, we feel the rest in both our body and our soul.
有什么事情大家分享去做一下？我们吃饭了，拿凳子来，拿一人拿两张，一张的，大家都坐下来休息。不是我们站在那边等着几个人去排呀，排好了以后我们过去坐下来，不是这样。
So a church, for example, take an example, when it's a lunchtime, we help each other, we set up the table, set up the bench, and we sit together to take a break, to enjoy. Not we stand there wait other people to prepare for us.
希望你到教会来，你感觉到你可以放松，是你可以 relax。
Yeah, so when you come to church, you shall feel, wow, totally relaxed at this place.
不要独意，任何一个人，我们都在聊天呢，啊，这一个人就排凳子，两个人就排凳子，拿桌子啊，做菜啦什么的。不要这样子，你动一下，我动一下，大家都动一下，我们都有休息的地方。
So don't just chat with somebody and watch other people doing things. That's not good. We shall all help
一个
that
人在
way.
外面做工也好，去玩也好，做什么也好。最后回到家休息了。
So. No matter what kind of work to do, we help each other, then we come, when we come back home to rest together.
教会是我们的家，是我们长大的地方。
Church is our home. It's a place we grow up.
10年前我是这样子来聚会，10年以后还是这样子。我
So,
怕。
so if we don't grow, that would be scary. If we are the same person as 10 years ago, that's not good.
说话做事都没有一点长大。
From what we see, from what we do, we can observe whether we grow up or not.
家是一个学习的地方。
Home is a place for us to learn.
做父母的，不是单单养这个孩子，你会去教育他、养他，让他长大，让他学习。
As a parent, we don't just raise our children by providing them food and drinks, but we teach them. So we teach them to learn, we need them to grow.
是一个充满了爱的一个地方。
A home is a place full of love.
讲到浪子的故事啊，
We remember the story in Bible of the prodigal.
这浪子他把爸爸的钱拿去，跑到很远的地方把它花光。
This prodigal, he took his share of asset from his dad and run to a faraway place to enjoy his life and wasted all his
最后连
wealth.
饭都没有东西吃了，没有吃不饱了，没有饭了。
End up, he couldn't even afford a meal to feed himself.
这个时候他怎么样？想到家，
Then he realized, he remembered his home.
他回家去。路加飞记载这个浪子的故事，非常的 生动。
Yeah, this story is recorded in the book of Luke. It is very vivid.
到了很远的地方，看着老爸在这个地方等他，看看来不来回来。
From far away, he saw his dad standing there, waiting for him, watching for him.
讲明这是家，他没有办法的时候，他想到家。
When he had no choice, when then he remembered his home.
我们的教会，恩典堂是我们的家，你感
Our
觉到是你的家吗？
church, this Grace Church, is our home. Do you have the same feeling? Is this your home?
有没有感觉到在这里有爱？
Do you feel the love from brothers and sisters?
恩典堂是爱充满的一个教会。
Grace Church is a church full of love.
你有没有在这个地方得到休息？
Did you feel rested here?
是老师强迫你学习？还是大家强迫你做工？
Anybody kind of urge you or force you to study, to do things?
到底是个什么样子的一个教会？
What?
有没有人离开恩典堂，再不想回来了？有吧？你认识有吧？
Was there anyone do you know that left the Grace Church, don't want to come back anymore?
我认识一个，其他的人都说纪念，还想念，还一点糖。
But I knew someone, but most of them, most other, every other person who left this church, they told me they really miss this church.
他去到哪里找到另外一个更好的教会啊？我们有没有看到我们中间？哎，过去他来的，现在怎么不见了？
So, do you see anyone that he came here before but now somehow disappeared?
为什么他没有得到休息？他没有得到长大？他没有看到爱？
Do you know why? Yeah, maybe because he did not get a rest here, he did not receive the love, and he didn't have a chance to grow.
如果真的是这样子，这是谁的错？
If that is really the case, is that God's fault?
不是他的错，是你的，我的。
No, it is you, your fault, or it's my fault.
是我们的错，我们没有尽到我们的责任。
We didn't do our good job.
所以我常常在我们开始的时候，我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹，我说，凡是来到 A 点堂的人，他绝对不会跌倒。
So, I think I told you before, for whoever came to this Grace Church, he shall not fall.
因为我们弟兄姐妹用爱把他挤住，不让他倒下去。
Because he would be surrounded by the love from brothers and sisters. He has no room to fall.
为什么这个弟兄、这个姐妹过去都来，很热心的，后来就不见了？
Just ask yourself why a brother or sister he used to come, but he never come back anymore. Why?
怎么回事啊？
What happened?
问题出在哪里？ 让他不感觉到自己回到家。
Yeah, maybe the problem is that he didn't feel go back home. He didn't feel he's back home.
所以，我送给大家一段圣经，就是在以弗所书第四章。
So I want to give you a verse. So it's in Book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
有圣经的话，其实打开，翻到以弗所书四章。
Now, if you have your Bible, you can open it, turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们读一下，从11节读到16节。
We may read it together from verse 11 to 16.
找对象，我们一起来念来，请。
It was he who gave some to be disciples, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, and to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of man in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as every part does its work.
这一段告诉我们，神特别拣选几个人，4个人或者5个人，有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。有人说这是叫做五重执事，五重的5个责任放在弟兄姐妹的身上。
So here it tells us God chose like a special call to this a few people. There's an apostle, there's a prophet, there's a teacher, and there's pastors, and yeah. So we have five. And some people said that is five people call, or for each followers, we have five layers of responsibility.
所以，这个地方告诉我们说，有先知，有传福音的，有教师和牧师，还有使徒，有人叫的这五重执事。
Yeah, some people call it five layers of deacons, apostle, evangelists, prophets, pastors and teachers.
使徒是设立根基，
Apostle set up the foundation.
为教会建立根基。我们在上面往上盖。
Yeah, so it's like a building a house. Apostles build the foundation.
圣经告诉我们，先知说预言是讲道之能，有讲道之能。
And the Bible says the prophets have the ability to spread out God's words.
传福音的是要把神的福音传出去。
Evangelists tell good news of Lord to more people.
还有牧师是牧养神的教会。
And the pastors, they look after the church.
和教师，有人说牧师和教师是指的一个人。或者是2个人都没有关系了，所以今天我不再需要使徒来 当初已经立好的根基，先知讲道之能，这个分给弟兄姐妹，分给牧师，有讲道的恩赐，给我们有传福音的教会，不能够不传福音。如果我们没有人可以自己出去，我们要这个支持传教士在世界各地传福音。
Today, it seems we do not need any more apostles because the church foundation is already built, the church is already established. So, brothers and sisters, and we share the duty of prophets to tell Lord's words and evangelists to spread the good words to more people. And they also, we want to teach Lord's words to help growth of each other.
个人有个人的工作，所以目前而且他所最需要的是有一个牧师来，是神拣选的一个人，把这个工作交托给这个牧师。我们现在最需要的。
So each role has its special duty and responsibilities. This church at this moment, the urgent need is the pastor.
哎呦，照这个表看是还有30秒钟啊，又要吃饭了，要准备去吃饭了啊，请大家忍耐一下，5分钟啊，哦，
Give me another 5 minutes, so be patient with me.
我需要最少50分钟，
Mm-hmm.
讲不完了呀，没有关系了，你要吃饭。我以前知道有一个教会，牧师被辞掉了，为什么？因为会友都抱怨说，牧师讲道太长，家里边的饭菜都冷掉了，都坏掉了，不能吃了，所以把他请他走，换一个新的牧师来。
Pastor tells a
哦，
story.
啊，可以啊。
Basically, Pastor want to share. Don't need to rush to lunch. I will not take too much time. Maybe 15 minutes. He was just joking. Maybe another 5 minutes.
不管怎么样，我们目前恩典堂需要一位牧师。
Regardless, our church, we need a pastor.
牧师。他是要牧养我们，牧是让我们吃饱，养是教导我们。
A pastor pastorizes his lamb. Mu is to take good care, and yang is to teach.
一个好的牧师，一个好的父亲，他不是只是。叫孩子吃饱了就算了，父母不是这样子啊，
A good parent, a good father, that only just feed his children. Yeah, that's not a good father. That's not good enough for a parent.
孩子要教导啊，
They need to teach their children.
我们每一个人都需要教导，所以中国人骂人是吧？有人养，有人生，没有人养啊！这个养很重要，养就是要教导，牧就是吃饱。你讲道，大家吃不饱，听了以后，哎呦，没有饱。讲道单单是传一些，来解释这个是怎么样，这解释一些圣经。不是养啊，我们需要不单单是要传授知识，还要传递生命，要看待一个人要长大起来，不是单单哦，听听哦， 这个是教导哦，传授知识，这个很重要，不是不重要，但是除了传授知识之外，还需要传递生命。
Yeah, its most important sense for a pastor is not only to teach the knowledge of Bible or to teach God's word. More importantly is to lead
所
brother and
以，
sister grow in his life. Yeah, to pass on the life of Jesus.
教会里边很多的工作，我们需要一起去做的。同工必须先同心，
So
非不同，你没办法同工。
there are many things in a church that need to be taken care of. So before we do that, brother and sister, we want to have one heart. Because only when we have one heart, we can do things well.
所以我们要先和谁同心，然后彼此同心，我们一起同工，来开展教会的事工。
Yeah, we need to be united in our heart with the Lord. Then through Lord, we united our heart with each other. Then we are good to do everything.
不是单单的做工，而是要叫每个人都能够长大，因为神赐给每一个人。都有一个恩赐，我们要发现自己的恩赐，然后把它完全做出来。像这个以赛这个以弗所书说的，各尽其职。怎么叫各尽其职呢？就是每一个人都有一个职位，一个职务，每个人都有一个恩赐，要把这个恩赐完全的。实现出来。
It's not only to get things done, to get works done. More important is through the works we grow, our life grow.
我们要在主里头，能够和主耶稣基督长成的身量一样。
So we want to grow. We want to grow, as the Bible says, to be the same as of Lord Jesus.
呀，前面以弗所书第四章前面告诉我说，我们是这个主耶稣，这是所赐给我们这个，合一的心啊，就是要一心一个身体，身体就是耶稣基督，一个身体一个圣灵，只有一个，并且蒙召。在同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，在主耶稣基督，在这次第三章第四章三节四节五节六节，告诉我们和主里在主里边同心，然后我们可以一起发展主的工作，不是让牧师一个人。但是不可以没有布施，因为他受了谁的呼召，谁的恩赐，要我把每一个人的恩赐都能够发展出来，各尽其职。每个人都有一个职位，因为我们同为肢体，耶稣是头，然后这个教会是他的身体。这每一个人都有自己的工作，然后让我们长大。
Yeah, every member of the church shall have his duty. It's not only to get things done, but really through that work, he can grow. In the book of Ephesians, it emphasizes, it's very clearly point out that we need to we have one body, right? It says verse 3, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over and through. 哦，按钮哦。
很重要的一点就是告诉我们说，有一天我们要去建筑，最重要了。
Yeah, most important. One day we are going to see, we are going to stand face to face with our Lord Jesus.
预备好我每个人，来到恩典堂的人，我们都帮助他们预备好自己。有一天，我们要去建筑。
Because one day we were going to say, Lord, we want to be prepared. We want to help each other, every brother or sister in this church to be ready to say, Lord.
赶快，菜都凉了，赶快来。来，我们一起来祷告。
Now let's pray.
哎，我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
谢谢天父的恩典，今天赐给我们这个机会。
Thank our God the Father's grace that give us this opportunity.
谢谢主教导我们，让我们知道什么是你的身体。
Dear, thank Lord, give us understanding what is your body.
主，谢谢你让我知道教会为什么存在，为什么在这里。
Lord, thank you. Let us know why we have a church, why a church is here today.
主，我也感谢你过去带领恩典堂走过这许多的道路。
And Lord, we thank you for this great church, for the journey for the past 20 plus years.
我们看见的走过的道路，留下只有让你的恩典诉说不尽。
Lord, we through this journey, we see your grace is countless.
主，我们要把我们前面的道路恭敬仰望在你的面前。
Lord, we look upon you the road in front of us of this church.
求主的恩手引导我们，然后前面的道路，让我们走光明的道路，能够把你的荣耀的生命能够活出来。
Lord, please lead us, lead this church that we walk in your bright road and we can live a life that glorify your name.
愿主看顾我每一个人，不叫我们有失落任何一个人。
Lord, please, we hope you have mercy on each one of us. None, not even one, will be left behind.
感谢你，我赞美你，荣耀归给你。
We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, all glory in your name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.